NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, the European Central Bank today has increased interest rates by 0.5%, the first such hike in 11 years. We're going to find out in just a moment exactly what this means for mortgage holders out there and maybe what you can or should be doing to save a few, Bob. But Shane Quinlan is with us. He's the economist and managing director of Sherry Fitzgerald Financial Services. Shane, you're very welcome to the show. What is the rationale for the ECB doing this?
Good afternoon, Kieran. How are you doing? Look, the ECB are obviously responsible for monetary policy in the Eurozone, and one of its primary objectives as part of that policy is to maintain price stability. I suppose there's been a lot of coverage in recent months about the rate of inflation in the Eurozone, but also in Ireland. And the ECB would set a target of annual inflation rate not to exceed 2%. If you look at the Eurozone figures, the annual inflation rate was 8.6% up to the end of June, and Ireland is over 9%. So this is very much a reaction in terms of controlling inflation. Like, very simply, central banks increase rates to control inflation. People borrow less, they spend less, and they save more, and there's less money in the economy. When they're reducing rates, they're doing it to stimulate economic growth, where people borrow more, they spend more, and then they save less, and there's more money in the economy. I suppose today's news is not surprising. It had been well flagged, and all other central banks around the world, the Bank of England, the Fed in the US, and other central banks have already increased rates. Bank of England have actually implemented 5 different rates since last December, and the Fed started to increase rates in March, so it's very much well flagged.
Given, as you say, it started last year in some cases, and March, they did it across the pond in the States. Have we left it a little bit late here? I know there has been some criticism of the ECB on that front.
No, I think obviously they were looking to review the data and just see exactly what way inflation went, I suppose. With the easing of restrictions in COVID from February, there's a lot of reasons as to why we have inflation. The central banks around the world obviously pumped a lot of liquidity into markets during the pandemic. Then obviously the war in Ukraine, which kicked off in February, has resulted in energy and food prices increasing significantly, obviously due to supply chain issues. And then obviously the cash reserves that have been built up by households in the country during COVID, you know, as the economy reopened. So I suppose that really only happened in February and March, and I suppose now the European Central Bank are starting to react. They have been a laggard, I suppose, compared to the US and the UK. But if you look in the UK, they started increasing their rates in December, and last month in June, their inflation rate was 9.4%, their annual inflation rate, which is a 40-year high.
I know Christine Lagarde at the ECB has been speaking today about the need to get those rates of inflation back down to closer to 2-3%. How long does it take usually for an interest rate hike like this to be felt, to the effects of it to be seen?
Yeah, it can take a number of months, or it can take longer, Kieran. I suppose the language from the ECB this afternoon was very interesting. Whereas they didn't 100% say they were looking at increasing further in September, I suppose that is the expectation. All the analysts, I suppose, that have been looking at this expect that we could see between 1.5% and 2% of increases in the short to medium term. So it's not something that can have an immediate effect, and we would expect to see further increases, I think, over the next kind of 6 to 12 months.
And I know we had Alan Barrett of the ESRI in here a little while ago, and he was saying the two things that need to happen, whatever about people's own personal finances and the difficulties they're facing, kind of from a macroeconomic point of view, what needs to happen is the ECB need to up interest rates, and the government need to avoid the temptation to chase inflation with salary increases. And he was confident the first would happen, and he was not very confident the second would happen. How dangerous is it that a government, our government, might go down that road? They might chase inflation.
Well, I think the Taoiseach has been very clear in terms of that's not the prerogative. I think the European Central Bank are very much responsible for monetary policy. So I think the interest rate increases, as Alan Barrett said, was probably something that needed to happen to get control of inflation. So I think it's very much over to the government in terms of what they do.
All right. Well, listen, Brendan Burgess is with us as well. He is the founder of AskAboutMoney.com and Fair Mortgage Rates Campaigner. Brendan, you're welcome to the show. What is going to be the immediate impact on mortgage holders out there?
Well, the first group to be affected will be people who already have tracker mortgages. The rate on a tracker mortgage is set as a percentage, usually maybe 0.75% or 1% above the ECB rate. So those rates are definitely going to rise in the next month or so. They will rise by 0.5%. So at the moment, if somebody's paying 1%, they will be paying 1.5% in a month's time. The other groups, it's not clear. People who are on fixed rates, most fixed rates in Ireland, by the way, are short term, maybe 2 years to 5 years. But they will remain at the rate that they're on. That is what a fixed rate is, until that fixed rate expires. And then they will be subject to whatever the going rates are in the market at that stage. The other group is then the people who have variable rates that are not linked to the ECB rate. The banks can change those rates at their discretion. They can raise them or they can lower them. I would argue that in Ireland, we have a dysfunctional market where the variable rates, particularly for existing customers, are at least 1% higher than they are in the rest of the Eurozone. So there is absolutely no need for the banks to raise the interest rates on variable rate mortgages, which are not trackers, but in fact, they should be doing the opposite. They should be reducing the mortgage rates, even though the ECB rates were increased today by 0.5%. There is plenty of scope for them to reduce the actual mortgage rates being charged to customers. And, you know, we have, as I said, a dysfunctional market. We have companies like Bank of Ireland and Permanent TSB who are confusing customers with cashback, who are treating customers extremely unfairly. They are not. They have one set of rates for new customers and a different set of rates for existing customers. So I would argue that the central bank and the government should be stepping in, and they should say, we want competition in the market. We don't want to confuse customers. And if you offer a particular rate to a new customer or a particular deal to a new customer, you must make that available to existing customers. If that was brought in, we would see proper rates in Ireland coming down towards the rates across the Eurozone.
We have a statement in here following from Permanent TSB, I should say, following the announcement of the ECB to increase its interest rates by 0.5%. The bank has confirmed it has no plans to pass on this interest rate to the bank's personal fixed and variable rate mortgage customers. So one of them certainly not passing it on to those variable rate, that third group that you were talking about there, Brendan. But this idea...
They're charging 3.9%. to some customers, when the average rate for new business across the Eurozone is about, I think it's 1.4% is the average rate. It's 1.76% across the Eurozone. And they're charging 3.9%, 2% above it. Aren't they great lads for telling us they're not going to increase it by a further 0.5%?
Yeah, well, listen, we were talking on the show yesterday about the banks screwing us over and when it comes to mortgage interest rates compared to our European neighbours. But when it comes to inflation, is there not a danger that we fuel it in this country if we reduced interest rates? Does that not put more money back into people's pockets to spend and drive up prices?
Well, on that basis then, why not increase the mortgage rates by 10% and we deal with inflation completely? I think, you know, the main point is people should be charged.
Because that would cause a shock to the economy that would be equivalent to kind of 2009. Things would kind of grind to a shuddering halt.
I was being facetious. People should be charged fair mortgage rates. Banks should be told to compete on mortgage rates and mortgage rates alone, not on gimmicks such as cashback, which completely confuses customers and allows the banks to keep the rates high.
I'm not trying to kind of argue against equality when it comes to mortgage rates, but what I'm asking is now the time to pursue equality when the impact might be to make inflation worse?
Well, I've been pursuing equality on this for 10 years.
And no, I know, I appreciate that, but is now the time for the government to listen to you?
Oh, absolutely. It is the right time. I mean, you know, Irish mortgage customers are going to be finding things very, very tough. We have limits on what rents landlords can charge. We protect tenants, but we have no protections in place for mortgage holders. And there's absolutely no logic to that. They are both the costs of accommodation. And all I'm asking is that there should be free and fair competition. And we only have four or five lenders. The sad thing is that we have two of our fairer and cheaper lenders, KBC and Ulster Bank, leaving, and they're being taken over by our two worst lenders and most expensive lenders, Bank of Ireland and Permanent TSB. So Irish mortgage holders are going to be facing tough times ahead, and we need to deal with that. The government and the central bank needs to deal with that. And as I say, I'm not asking for any sort of subsidy. I'm not asking for control of mortgage rates. I am just saying force them to compete on mortgage rates and mortgage rates alone. And if Bank of Ireland keeps their rates high, well, they will get no more new business. And at the moment, the only way they can get it is through cashback.
It would be a bit incongruous, though, wouldn't it? I know we don't have the worst inflation rates of the EU, but we're slightly higher than average. And when the ECB is increasing rates to try and dampen that rate of inflation, and ours is worse than average, we, in response to that hike in interest rates, reduce our interest rates.
Well, I don't see anything.
I get the equality argument. I'm struggling, and I'm not an economist. This is why I'm struggling, Brendan. So apologies, but I'm struggling to understand how it makes economic sense.
Oh, I mean, I think it's a question of fairness and treating customers fairly. That has to take precedence over everything else. I mean, we're going to see the mortgage rate, by the way, the ECB rate is going to rise, as Shane pointed out earlier. It's going to rise by about 2% anyway. And if we do not encourage competition in the Irish market, we're going to end up with a situation which we had some years ago where customers are facing with very high mortgage rates, very heavy arrears, and then you'll have all sorts of messing going around for ages and ridiculous schemes like mortgage to rent schemes and stuff like that. The time to deal with that is now, and to cut the mortgage rates and do it now. I'm not saying that they should be given an instruction, you must cut the rates by 1%. All I'm saying is they should be told they must treat customers fairly.
Yeah.
And if they start competing, they will bring mortgage rates down, and that will benefit everybody.
Let me just, before we wrap things up, go back to Shane Quinlan, the economist and managing director of Sherry Fitzgerald Financial Services. Shane, is now the right time for Irish banks to bring their mortgage rates more in line with European neighbours?
Well, I think just on Brendan's point, I think it's very interesting, certainly in the last 10 years, that the lenders in the market have been competing more on fixed prices. So I know Brendan spoke more about variable and the high variable rates in the market, but in essence, the banks have been competing more on fixed rates. And if you go back over the last 6 to 12 months, there have been very competitive fixed rates available in the market. The non-bank lenders that have come into the market, such as Avant, have really shaken up the market, and there has been rates below 2% available to customers. Now, those non-bank lenders have started to increase their rates slightly in anticipation of what was announced today. It's good to hear the statement from Permanent TSB that they're going to absorb the initial increase, and hopefully some of the other lenders will do it as well. But what I would say to, you know, obviously my business is financial services and mortgages. What I would say to consumers is, now is the time to really consider switching your mortgage. I think we've seen a lot of switching activity in the last 6 to 9 months. It's increased 30% year on year. I think the announcement today and obviously tracker customers, the 250,000 tracker customers in the country that will be notified about these increases now, this should really kind okay. of spark them into action to look at getting the more competitive rates in the market.
Shane Quinlan, economist and managing director of Sherry Fitzgerald Financial Services, and Brendan Burgess, the founder of AskAboutMoney.com. Gentlemen, thank you both very much for joining me here on the show. Stay with us after the break. Out of the details of a poll in the Conservative Party leadership race, and we'll be finding out how fake tan is making it harder to spot skin cancer.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.